It has a special sound, too. The children had always noticed Alan's guitar at concerts. It was beautiful. The wooden body had been painted with a colorful autumn leaf design. "We do our best when we play our own instruments," Karen sighed. "And it would take days to program new keyboards." She put her head in her hands. "There's no way we could do that now. We have to get ours back."
"We promise to help,"
Violet said, trying to make her feel better.
"We've solved a few mysteries before."
Karen smiled. "We can use all the help we can get. Time is running out fast."
"Leave it to us,"
Benny exclaimed. After the police were gone, the Aldens went to work. They searched every inch of the big room for clues. Jesse and Benny checked every window, but they were all locked tight. Violet went to each spot where an instrument had been taken, hoping for something like a torn piece of clothing or maybe a footprint on the floor. No such luck. Henry was looking around the door, the only other way into the room aside from the windows, when he noticed a small plastic cover on the wall next to the light switch. When he lifted the cover, he found a keypad underneath. The buttons looked like the buttons on a telephone. Each one had a number and three tiny letters on it. "Is this an alarm system?" he asked.
"Yes,"
Amy replied. She was a tall woman with blonde hair. "We had it put in a few years ago."
"Must have been off last night," Henry said. "If it was on and someone broke in, the alarm would have sounded, right?"
The four members of the band looked at each other.
"I figured it had been accidentally left off," Karen said with a shrug.
"Yeah, me too," Dave said.
He was twirling a drumstick between two fingers.
"No, I'm sure I turned it on when I left," Alan told them. "That's what I told the police."
Henry looked back at the keypad.
"Then how could the thief have broken in without the alarm going off?"
"Good question," Alan replied.
He dug through a cabinet and found the owner's manual to the alarm system. Henry read the manual for a few minutes. He was good at reading instructions, even when they were long. Finally, Henry had it figured out. He tapped a few buttons, and the following words appeared on the little screen. "System activated, 10:33 p.m.